Greetings, you at Urban Buzz Magazine. I'm Nigeria Anderson, and I have Jacob G on the line with me. He has a new song out called In Love With You. And let me tell you something. We almost near Valentine's Day. I suggest you put that on, light the candles, make your move. Jacob, tell me about that song, because I could feel the love coming all the way through it. So
it was a song originally released on Sax Records, which is known for like many heavy hitters like Rance Allen and all the greats. They did Watt Sax back in the day.
Uh-huh.
I've definitely been influenced by that era of that type of music just because they were willing to take chances that people didn't think were going to make an impact.
Right.
Everybody wanted something super catchy, like The Temptations or something like that. And not to knock Motown or anything like that, but something about Stax had something that was like catchy, but still had that edgy soul where you're like, man, I didn't think people would do stuff like that.
Right.
This is one of those records that stood out to me. My buddy Charlie Perez at Round 2 Records, he shocked it to me, and he's like, man, let's put this out for you, and let's do it. And immediately, I fell in love with the record.
Mm-hmm.
And when I showed up to record it, I was just, like, drawn to unload my whole soul into the vocal part.
Yeah.
And it came out so amazing, and I'm so pleased and so happy with what we're able to relay in honor and tribute to the original artist, you know?
Mm-hmm. One of the things I admire the most about you and the music you put out is your amazing voice. And so when you talk about smooth vocals, and you're talking about that soul, so tell us how you began singing.
My pops, who was a singer since he was 11 years old, he ended up with a group called the Midnighters, who went to Salesian High School right here in Boyle Heights, L.A. They went on to put a group together. They were nominated for a Grammy for Best Instrumental, and they lost to Herb Alpert, which is, you know, that's a nod in itself. Like, losing to somebody like that is like, you're still in the category.
Right.
You still feel like, I'm still in the room.
You're in the Grammys. So. You're good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Once you're there, you're good.
Yeah. So, but Pops listened to a lot of like old school soul R&B, and their music director at the high school taught them like, embrace every genre of music that you can, because it's going to attribute to what you do further on.
Right.
So a lot of the private parties and things they played for youngsters back then, like, their parents were cool because they were like, oh, you're going to hear the Midnighters? They sing Frank Sinatra, they sing Nat King Cole, they sing ballads. And I mean, I grew up knowing a lot about that, and I took that on it in my own realm. Even though I grew up listening to like a lot of Ice Cube, DJ Quick, and you know, the era where R&B and hip-hop was merging, I'm growing up in this era where all those two genres are emerging, and a lot of the people at that time were sampling things from back then, and I knew how to decipher the two and, like, make it my own blend.
Right. So what do you enjoy most about the music industry?
I enjoy putting smiles on people's faces.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of what the money brings in, or regardless of the opportunities I get, like, I could sing for 10 people,
right?
And as long as I see them smiling, I feel like I've accomplished something doing what I know how to do with the gift that God has blessed me with.
Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of
and
gifts.
I can't deny that.
Yeah. I mean, you're a singer, you're a drummer, you're a musician, you're a music director, you write, you perform. I mean, you're well accomplished in what you're doing, and definitely musically. When did you get started?
Yeah. Oh, man, I got started when I was about 18, 19 years old. I knew I had it in me all throughout high school, but I kind of shied away from it because a lot of people who knew me, they expected me to, like, fill my dad's shoes. And it was like a little bit of pressure where it's like, well, I don't do exactly what he does. You know what I mean? Like, he sings, he plays keys, plays sax, but that's not me. Like, I've taken from what he does and I've added to what I do. I was branching out on my own, trying to create this other lane and everything. But I'm grateful for all the people that even acknowledge that in my life, because they gave me a sense of like, you need to keep pushing for it. You need to keep doing what you're doing and make yourself stand out and hold your own name
right
in that title.
Right.
Respectfully acknowledge Pop and what he's done for you, but hold your own name
right
in that regard and put your own name on the shelf.
I love it. I love it because I know that can be hard sometimes when you come from a musical
family. It's very
hard. Yeah. You know, everybody's expecting you to be like, whoa, and you're like, hey, relax.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you've penned some songs for artists.
Yeah.
Have you ever penned a song for someone and then was like, dang, I should have kept that? Or have you penned a song and the artist really made you super proud?
Okay, I'd say there's two for two different reasons.
All right, come on, let us know.
So I penned a song with and for an artist named Kimberly Cole.
Okay.
Called I Know. And it was just about knowing what love should be. And it became the closing credit song for Mean Girls 2.
Wow, congrats.
Yeah, it still brings me in some checks. I'm blessed by that. Like, thanks be to God, you know,
right.
That is a good record. It has a good story behind it. But I think the one I'm, like, supremely proud of is the title song for Lee Jones's album, Music, which was released on Hidden Beach a while back. And it's just talking about music is part of my soul and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The way she delivered it, she delivered it better than I could have done on the demo.
Okay.
Like, the demo was cool, but once I heard her voice re-sing the whole song, I was just like, wow, this needed to happen. And this joint just makes me so happy.
And what's her name?
Lee Jones. L-E-I-G-H Jones.
Okay.
And it was released on Hidden Beach.
Yeah, yeah. And kudos. You mentioned about your band opening up. So tell us a little more about your band.
So my band consists of me drumming and singing.
Mm-hmm.
I got bass, guitar, keys, two female vocalists, and two horn players. And it's just me pouring out my heart, like, and everybody's with it. Like, everybody on my team is mm-hmm. with it. I don't hold them back from anything. I'm like, hey, if you got ideas for this, even if it's a cover song we're doing, I'm like, if you got ideas for this, bring them.
Right.
Let's go. Man, we've been blessed with so many opportunities just to, like, showcase what we do. We've played a lot of private parties recently where they don't even mind us being inspirational for a moment.
Right.
And saying like, hey, we just want to create something on the spot for you.
Right.
And we'll do it. I'll tell a keyboard player like, hey, start us off with the vibe and let's go.
Right. That is awesome. That's where the best songs come from, just being authentic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back in the day with the jazz artists jamming or just instruments,
yeah.
Live instruments and performance will never be outbeat.
Mm-hmm.
You can't beat
no.
that. I don't care how Elon Musk is finding chips and neurons to make people walk and talk. I don't care how many
yeah.
rockets are going to the moon. Nothing beats instruments
yeah.
and vocals. The natural, your natural instrument, as they say, your voice, you know?
Yeah. And you better know, I put my phone to the side and I press record on the voice recorder and capture these moments. So that way, if it's something super special that we could turn into a song later, I definitely want to like capture those moments.
Right. So are you writing for anyone now? Is the song In Love With You coming from a full album project?
No, right now, just focusing on me, the In Love With You song, and probably the next one we're going to drop, which is Stop It, another, like, soul-y type record mm-hmm. that we covered. We're probably going to release that as like a dual single on a 45. But I'm definitely working on my second album right now. My first album I released about 3 years ago. I did a debut show for it up in Seattle with my boy Vinyl JP. And he's actually planning on bringing me out this summer. So I'm hoping to have album number two done by then.
Okay.
So I can debut it in Seattle. And I'm working on it. I got about like four joints in the cut right now. And it's a little bit more like modern R&B type vibes, but still with the same passion as In Love With You. And that's the best thing for me. It's like, I realized like, man, I could throw out a joint like this that's a classic from back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can also put out the newer modern R&B things that I'm doing. And you play them back to back and it's still has the same energy, still has the same love, still has the same vibe. And that's very important to me.
Right.
Because I want to be able to cross boundaries and cross genres in that way where people don't think like, oh, I'm listening to a totally different person.
Right, right. How do you remain innovative?
I listen to every and anything possible, even the whack stuff. You know what I mean?
I love like, it, yes.
Even the stuff that I feel like turning off after 5 seconds, I'm like, you know what? Listen to it for 20 more seconds just so you know that's not 15 seconds you want to waste.
My God.
In how you create, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah. I try and stay as relevant as possible. And even in that, sometimes it turns out different. Sometimes it's like, okay, I see what they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the music and this sounds like whatever. I don't think anything should be boxed in or actually completely canceled out.
Right.
Maybe, in my opinion, maybe they just went about it the wrong way.
Right. Well, that's a gem, what you just said. That is a gem. You are truly a musician, accomplished in all the things that you've done and are about to do. You have an ear and you understand. Like, so many people are dismissed, like, oh, that song is whack. And yet you'll listen,
right.
Push yourself through the hardship of having to listen to it. Because, you know, can you imagine how many songs I receive a day? And I'd be like, no. I mean, it's like,
yeah.
It's like name that tune. If you can't catch me on the boom, ba, boom, ba, boom. And I remember one day I said the same thing that you said. I was like, you know what? Stop being like that. That's disrespectful. These people spend time and effort trying to get your attention. Pay attention. Just pay attention. There was a season where I would respond back to the artist with my critique. Like, listen, I liked the music, hated the lyrics. Maybe just go back and revisit that. And I mean, I used to get so many, oh my God, thank you for sharing with me. Because I've been around people and, you know, in the studio and the guy or the girl is singing and doing something and all their friends is like, yo, yeah, that's hot. And I'm like, no, that's not hot. That's not hot.
All the hype, man.
Right. Right. Stop lying to your friend. Don't do that. Don't do that to your friend. Yeah, so I appreciate you for sharing that. And I pray that whoever's listening, stop, pay attention and find out what do they say? Eat the meat and spit out the bones. But we're pretty biased over here. We really only talk to people who are super talented. But anyway,
that's good because you've earned that position, though.
Right.
You've been through enough of the kindergarten phase where you're like, I need to teach the third graders who are already like halfway through this process trying to get to the next level.
Right. Right.
And
absolutely.
That's all good. Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
So what's next? We've already got some music on soundtracks and in movies. What about commercials? Jingles. Are you a jingle person?
Commercials is working soon. I actually got a buddy who I've done a couple songs with named Pause One, and he just sent me about 35 of his songs a cappella that he needs original music for, minus the samples, because a lot of the producers he works with do sample stuff. He's like underground hip-hop.
Uh-huh.
And he just signed a sync deal with like Netflix, Hulu, and a bunch of people. And so I've been working on a bunch of beats just for him, strictly original beats, just to get placements and get them things out.
Right.
Whether you're able to hear me sing or whether you're able to hear me on the music tip, like, I'm busy. Jacob G is definitely busy, and he doesn't plan on stopping anytime soon.
I love it. I love that. You're definitely not slowing down anytime soon. You have your own production company?
I have my own label called Soulful Seed. I don't necessarily have a production company, but I have everything solidified through BMI, Soulful Seed, BMI. That's like my publishing label and everything. And through building that alone, I've been able to step into rooms with people where they think like, oh, yeah, just give me your name and I'll give you credit. No. Let me give you my publishing name.
Come on.
My publishing number and all this stuff, because that's what you need to register it as.
Thank you.
And they trip out because a lot of cats, they call people all the time and they just ask, oh, what's your full name? And that's it. Like, go home. You're good.
Wow.
No. I'm going to leave you with everything. I'm going to leave you with all that because I worked hard enough to build that up.
That's right.
And I paid for it.
Right.
And I paid for it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But you also have Grammy credits underneath your name as well, too. So you got to give credit where credit is due.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
how does that feel? Like, you know, people going, no, Jacob G, period, point blank.
So growing up, one of the groups that like came out of East Los Angeles and admired my dad, they're a little bit younger than my dad, was Los Lobos.
Okay.
And they ended up doing all the music for the movie La Bamba, a lot of other things after that. But for this project recently that they did last year, they covered one of my dad's songs, and they also called me and my dad to come sing backgrounds on a song called World is the Ghetto by the group War.
Uh-huh.
And they ended up winning Best Americana Album as a Grammy. And literally 2 days after the Grammys, I was out having some drinks with my girl, having some drinks and some lunch. We're chilling at this spot just hanging. And their manager calls me. And I go outside to take the phone call. And he's like, hey, tomorrow on your Facebook profile, I better see Grammy Award winner. He's like, because you were on this project and you sang on it and you did what you did, provided the harmonies and all that stuff. He's like, you're a Grammy Award winner now.
That's right.
I was just floored. I was like, wow, that's solidification. Like,
that's it.
I don't even need the trophy. I don't need the certificate just yet. Like, him making that phone call alone just let me know I was in the right place.
And you know what I love? I'm enjoying your freedom, you know, doing this conversation. Like, the people like us who just really still love the art in spite of all the drama that people bring to it for no reason. It's a beautiful expression of love. Music, acting, painting. And this is why I started my magazine, because I really just want to vibe with people like yourself who put in the work, who won the award, didn't win an award, but you know what I'm saying? Keeping it alive, because it looks like it's dying. So somebody got to keep it going. And there's one thing I always say is quality speaks for itself. You really don't even have to be loud. Okay, I felt that one. I think I got to say it again. I said quality speaks for itself. You don't even really have to be loud.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, and it's funny that you mentioned painting and stuff, because all throughout high school, I focused on football and art class. Mm-hmm. I used to draw and paint also. And a lot of people through high school, they would ask me, like, you're not going to do music like your dad? And I always felt the pressure of, like, filling his shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So So I shied away from it. I would walk down the hallways in school with headphones on, singing songs, singing like Baby on For Real from the originals and just, you know, stuff I was listening to at the time, singing it out loud.
Yeah.
And I knew people would look at me, but I'm like, so I just focused on what I did and I didn't want the pressure of anything else. And then sure enough, 2 years after high school, I just couldn't run from it no more.
Right.
I just knew it was what I was supposed to do.
I love it. I love it. Well, you know what? I'm a fan. I'm enjoying it. You know, I always tell everybody, you know, I can't sing, I can't play an instrument, but I sure enough can talk to people who do. You know, and so listen, as we say, once a key player, always a key player. We always welcome you back as you continue to do your third album and your fourth album. You know, definitely consider us as one of your media outlets and let people know how they can, you know, reach out to you, because this is a good brother. He got some hot stuff, y'all.
For sure. My Instagram is at @JacobG_official. My Twitter is at @JacobGSoul, SOUL.
Well, Jacob, it's been great talking to you, man. Listen, you ever in New York, definitely holler at your girl. And
I'm always in New York.
Man.
I'm always in New York. I'm in Brooklyn, my people's own Vinny Styles.
What?
All right there on Brooklyn.
All right, so we're going to catch up. We're going to catch up for sure.
Oh, definitely.
Thank you for coming through. I appreciate the love. I thank you so much. Let's get that song pumping.
Yeah, let's go. In Love With You by Jacob G. Make sure you put the period when you search it up. Jacob G, period. Because if not, it's going to send you to a bunch of other people. But drop that period in there. You'll find me. You'll see me with the green hair. You might see me with a brim. You might see me with a hat. Whatever, but it's Jacob G all day.
All right, brother. I appreciate you.
Love is love, sis. Thank you so much for your time, and thank you for the energy. And I appreciate you making me feel uplifted.
Oh, man. That's love. That's love.
And I'm blessed.
That's all right.